Hello, I'm Amber, and you're listening to bbclearningenglish.com. In entertainment today, we listen to an interview with the Canadian writer Alice Munro about her latest collection of short stories, The View from Castle Rock. Alice Munro has some big-name fans, some famous fans. US novelist Jonathan Franzen called her the best fiction writer working in North America. And the British author A.S. Byatt went further, describing her as the greatest living short story writer anywhere. The View from Castle Rock is a combination of autobiography, family history, and fiction. It begins back in the 19th century with Alice Munro's great-great-great-grandfather's boat journey from Scotland to Canada. And stories from her family's past eventually lead to stories about her own life in small-town contemporary Canada. And, as always with Munro's writing, stories about small things soon open a window of understanding on the world at large, on the world in general. Now, here is Alice Munro talking to the BBC interviewer Mariella Frostrop about how and when she first discovered the power and wonder of books. As you listen, try to catch the way her family felt about books and reading.
I discovered books when I was 7 years old, and I'd had my tonsils out, and I couldn't play outside in the summer holidays, and I started to read. I think, though, in my family's life, there was a strong feeling about books being a form of reading being self-indulgence.
Frivolous, even.
And there were lots of stories about how women took to reading, and it was sort of like taking to drink. You neglected your house and your children, and there was dust under the beds and that kind of thing.
Alice Munro says that her family saw reading as self-indulgence, as something you do only for your own pleasure or satisfaction. But Alice Munro went on to say that because her family didn't encourage her to read books, that's probably why she enjoyed them so much. Many of the stories in The View from Castle Rock are about poverty, about not having enough money for even basic needs such as food, clothing and housing. They're also about hardship, about the difficulties caused by a lack of money. But Alice Munro explains that she grew up at a time in Canada when people could jump into the middle class if they had an education. As you listen to the next part of the interview, try to catch the expression that Alice Munro uses to describe what she was not.
I must emphasize that this was not great poverty. It was the poverty of the area where I lived. I didn't grow up as an outcast at all. Mm. I grew up in the same situation as most other people I knew. But then when it's almost inevitable, perhaps, that you will jump into the middle class, as you would at that time in our country's history if you got an education.
So Alice Munro says she did not grow up an outcast. An outcast is somebody who's been excluded by a particular group or by society as a whole. However, Alice Munro is very interested in writing about the tension, the anxious and uneasy feelings caused by differences in wealth between people and by differences in their position in society. In a story called A Hired Girl, the servant girl narrating the story feels angry about the carelessness of the wealthy family that she goes to work for. Alice Munro explains